Hello, and thanks for checking out Chemistry Connections on the Hopewell Valley Student Podcasting Network, a proud partner of HVSPN.com, where students come together to publish content to share with the world. The opinions represented within this episode are those of the content creators only. Please enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome back to Chemistry Connections. My name is Ryan Foray, and I'm your host for episode number 10, called The Chemistry of Fishing. Today, I will be discussing the different examples of chemistry in various aspects of the sport of fishing. The thrill of reeling in a fish and fighting against it is one of the most exhilarating things that a human can do for fun. What makes the sport even better is that basically anyone can enjoy it with minimal equipment and cost. Now, that being said, there is a variety of high-end and complex gear that experienced fishermen use, and I bet if you talk to any longtime fisherman, they will complain to you about why a bendy stick is over $500. But beginner fishermen don't really need to worry about that. So fishing can be very simple or very complicated, depending on how deep you want to dive into the different types of gear and techniques that can be used. But today, we are going to dive deeper than I bet any fisherman usually does in his lifetime, and look at fishing on the molecular level. And that is what today's episode is all about, the chemistry behind fishing. So let's start with diving deeper into the most dreaded thing that people think about when they hear the word fish, the smell. A certain chemical compound is the culprit for that fishy smell, and it's called trimethylamine, or TMA. It is what gives fish its foul odor. It's derived from trimethylamine oxide, or TMAO, which protects saltwater fish from their salty environment around them. TMAO is made from nitrogen as its central atom, with three CH3 groups and an oxygen bonded to it. The oxygen atom breaks off the compound, and TMAO turns into TMA as the fish dies. Now, this is why old fish smells really bad, and fresh fish should taste really good and not have a foul odor. Next, I want to talk about the chemistry behind the gear used to catch the fish. Starting with the fishing rods. Fishing rods are made from graphite. Graphite is a covalent network solid made from carbon atoms that is very strong. Covalent network solids are solids made from nonmetals covalently bonded to each other to create lattice structures. Some examples of other covalent network solids besides graphite are diamond and silicon dioxide. Now, many people think that graphite is weak and brittle because they use pencils every day in school and the graphite just breaks off their pencil all the time. But actually, graphite is quite strong due to the hexagonal honeycomb lattice structure of its molecular structure. In fact, the only thing separating graphite from one of the strongest materials in the world, which is diamond, is one carbon atom and a little difference in their structure. The graphite in fishing rods is made into sheets of graphite fibers that can bend, and they are usually formed around a center of material called a mandrel, which is metal. The sheets of carbon are very strong and they don't break when stretched. However, they can break when they're under compression, and that's why when you see a fishing rod break, it breaks on the underside of the rod where it's being bent, because that's when the material is being compressed. Now, moving on to another piece of equipment used in fishing, one of the most important pieces of fishing equipment, the hook. Fishing hooks need to be very sharp and thin, but also extremely strong. This is why fishing hooks are made from alloys, such as vanadium steel. Now let's step away from talking about fishing for a second, and let's just talk about alloys. Alloys are metals that are mixed with other atoms to create a new, stronger metal that has different properties. There are two types of alloys, interstitial and substitutional. Today, we're only going to focus on interstitial alloys. The most popular interstitial alloy is steel. Steel is made from iron with carbon atoms in between it, and it's used almost everywhere. The alloy is stronger than the pure metal because the atoms are different sizes and they position themselves in between each other to make it harder for the atoms of metal to slide and break. Now, vanadium steel is an interstitial alloy, which means that the atoms are different sizes and go in between each other. And it's made from 0.5% carbon, 0.8% manganese, 0.3% silicone, 1% chromium, and 0.18% vanadium. And the rest is made from iron atoms. Vanadium steel hooks are usually only used in freshwater fishing, because when you're fishing in salt water, fishermen have to deal with the corrosive environment of the salty water. This is why saltwater hooks are usually made from stainless steel. Stainless steel is the better option in saltwater because it's corrosion resistant. And while it isn't as strong as carbon steels like vanadium, it doesn't rust easily. Stainless steel is a steel alloy that contains a minimum chromium content of 10.5%. This chromium reacts with the oxygen in the air to create a protective layer around the hook that protects it from any corrosion that could happen in the salt water. Okay, so that wraps up the chemistry portion of this podcast, and now I'm gonna give you some insight into why I'm so passionate about this topic and why I chose to do a podcast on it. So I've been fishing for as long as I can remember because my dad introduced it to me at a very young age. I fell in love with the thrill of the sport, and the memories I made with my dad on fishing trips are unforgettable. I've become a very experienced fisherman over the years, and I always want to know more about the sport. And that is why I chose to do this podcast about the chemistry of fishing, because I wanted to take a deep dive to what I can know about fishing. And I hope you guys learned as much as I did. So thank you for listening to this episode of Chemistry Connections. For more student-run podcasts and digital content, make sure you visit www.hvspn.com. Bye. Thank you.